Okay.
Des Moines' favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Back to the show on Star 102.5.
The wind last night. Was it as loud outside your home? I mean, we live out west. We don't have a ton of trees. So I never know if it's just worse out our way. Or did you guys hear it whipping around quite a bit,
too? We heard it a bunch.
The trees were pretty windy.
Are going good.
All I could think last night was I should have taken our decorative ornaments out of the trees before we went to bed. But it was cold, and I didn't want to do it.
Sure.
So this morning, I pulled out of the garage and just took a quick look, and there's like one dangling left in one of the trees.
Mm-hmm.
And so later today, I will be searching for our ornaments. I kept an eye out while I was driving. But I imagine there'll be a lot of people in a similar situation looking for some Christmas decoration.
Yes.
Or a garbage can that maybe should have gotten pulled closer to the house.
Our inflatable Santa was facing the wrong way. And it was staked in. So,
it is staked in?
It was.
Yeah. We actually went driving around looking at some Christmas decorations last night. We were trying to anyway while Mia was at Girl Scouts. And a lot of the inflatables weren't even up, which was smart to probably not put them up. But
so well, what's fun is that?
I know. I was having a great time watching. I was like, oh, look at Santa go. I'm like, hold. And if it did fly away, that would have been exciting too.
So I'm wondering this morning what you're going to be looking for around the neighborhood. 280-1025. If you see any of our decorative balls, feel free to leave them on our doorstep.
Oh, sure. Now you're making other people do your work?
Well, I'm just saying, if it landed in your yard and I can't get into your
yard. Also, if you see any leaves that need to be raked up, just take care of those, too. And
I was going to say, I'm not bringing your decoration back.
No!
That's not important enough.
Well, that's rude.
If I see your kid wandering the street, I'll pick your kid up.
Right. Oh, here's Colleen's garbage. I need to get this to the right receptacle.
It's not garbage.
I'm sorry. Your decorations.
My
decorations. They're lovely. They're beautiful. I've said it 1,000 times.
Thank you.
Tamara, so what blew away?
Well, I raked all day on Sunday and got most of the leaves bagged up, taken to the waste place.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them ran out of daylight, ran out of time. So bagged them up, ready to go. Did not tie them because you actually have to take them and dump them out of the plastic bag.
Right.
They were a lot fuller yesterday morning. And when I came home, I feel really bad because my neighbors actually stopped by to thank me for raking my yard on Sunday. Now I have a feeling my leaves are now in their yard today.
Wow. Yeah, that stinks.
Your neighbors thank you for raking?
I think it was really bad. Not that they're really nice.
Oh, wow.
It was more like it's about time.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. You need new neighbors. Yeah, forget that. Thanks, Tamara. You have a good day.
You too.
Zoe.
Hi.
All right, Zoe. What blew away?
Well, last night I was cooking and I heard a thunk outside of our house. And so I told my boyfriend, I was like, oh, it's probably just like our trash can because our trash can blows away like every week.
Mm-hmm.
And no, we lost the entire strand of Christmas lights off the back of our house.
Oh, no.
Wow.
They're just got where are they? So are they like dangling off someplace or did they literally continue to blow away?
Our neighbors knocked on our door last night, and they're like, hey, are these your Christmas lights? Saying,
see, friendly neighbors returning Christmas decorations. Very nice.
Well, I did notice somebody in the neighborhood that I think lost their entire summer's worth of beer cans.
Oh.
They were blowing down the street at one point.
Oh, great.
All right. Thanks, Zoe. Take care.
Thanks.
Karen, hi.
Hello.
So what, well, it didn't blow away, but what happened?
Oh, when we pulled into the driveway last night, our aluminum flagpole was snapped in half.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
That's not
good.
No.
Yeah, that's some serious wind.
Didn't fall on anything or become a missile or anything, did it?
No, but it was about 3 feet away from our front window, so we were lucky it didn't go through the
window. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. I do remember years ago when we had a bad wind and I came out and there was like this big stick that landed like a spear into the yard, and I kept thinking, man, if that would have hit somebody.
Right.
Flying through the air like that. Hey, thanks, Karen. Have a good day. Appreciate the call. Bye.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, winner 2.5.